is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North, in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Also like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on with us again on another great show on Hope Saves the Day. We have a really cool topic, social media question this week that we put out there. And, you know, at Autism Radio, we really like to focus on positivity. Our show is called Hope Saves a Day, and that's the reason behind it. We like to share stories of hope and, you know, always try to send some kind of a positive message every week on the program. So our question this week was, what is it about your child with autism or adult that brings you joy? And we put this question out there, and there was a lot of responses. And I know Lynn has a few, and I have a few to share with you as well. So, Lynn, why don't you start off with some of the responses you got?
Okay. First, I would like to thank everybody who responded. We got pretty good turnout on this question. I thought it was a nice, happy question to focus on the things that we love and enjoy about our child. Okay. First answer, my son's smile is, I love his smile and his unique stories that he shares. Such an inspiring, amazing imagination he has, and the way he chooses those awesome stories, I love. Next one says, the way he says I love you out of the blue and with real sincerity from a mom of a son with autism. Next one, the way he randomly shows his sweet, caring ways. He brought a candy for his older sister and a toy for the younger one. He is thoughtful and loves to share on his terms. Another mother of a son, functioning autism. This is from another person now. I love it when he allows me to hug him or he just comes up and gives me a hug. Precious moment. This one has a lower functioning. My daughter brings me joy when she smiles. She says, love you. She plays beads and smiles and laughs. When we take out to places, she has great moments now and appreciates it. When I'm out with my son, he's loving. He holds my hands, kisses it, tells me he loves me. Oh, and when he goes home after a meltdown, LOL, only kidding. And those are the answers that we got from people. So I think that they are very, very affectionate. And I know my personal thing that I would like to share is tons of hugs and squeezes that words can't even describe, you know, when I'm out with my son or even in the house with my son. It's just a certain special bond that we share that when you connect and you look into his eyes and you just know that that love is there, it's just it's unspeakable to describe that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times, you know, I mean, especially our kids being, you know, non-speaking, they speak with their eyes and their facial expressions and, mm-hmm. and their emotion that comes through, you know, their feelings. I know my son, he, you know, of course, with him, it's always on his terms, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, all these kids don't like to be pushed into anything, and so you know we could be sitting on the couch and put on a Disney movie. I know we talked about Disney movies last week. He loves Disney. It's just something about Disney characters really draw him to it, and he really pays attention. And he'll sit and watch an entire movie, and he'll you know put his head on your shoulder and just kind of cuddle up and snuggle up next to you, you know, and you know it's like you know. I always wonder, I said, well, is it strange, you know, to do that because he's 13 now. So it's like, is that okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If it makes him happy and you know what? It's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. It's funny that you say that because we've been out in public now and my son is taller than me. So, and like, he's hugging me in public and kissing me. And I'm like, you know, first I was like, should I let him do this or whatever? But I'm like, you know what? He's my son. I love him. He loves me. If anybody has a problem with that, they can take it. You know, I mean, they know he's obviously disabled. You know, it's a, you know, you could tell he's not a typical boy at this point when he's doing that. And I feel like even typical kids, like you were saying, on their terms, too. Our kids, too. I think any kid, it's on their terms. A typical kid also may not want to hug you when you want to hug them. So that's normal to me. Kids might like public affection. Others might not. There might be days that Michael doesn't even want to stand near me in a store. But, you know, if he's going to give me a hug and a kiss, I'm not going to turn him away.
Right.
Just because we're out in a public place, you know. So.
But I actually find our kids, me personally, my son is more affectionate than my daughter is, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Definitely likes hugs way more, to snuggle up and just kind of like lounge out. I know sometimes on Saturday morning when there's no work and he likes to come in my bed and get under the covers and put on a movie, you know, and he just, you know, he likes to snuggle. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, he just
It depends on the kid, though, because then there's also other kids on the other side of the spectrum. Not on the other side, but on the spectrum that don't like to be touched also. You know,
honestly,
when I'm out on social media, I really don't hear that much of that. Do you?
Not as much. I mean, there are some kids.
I haven't gotten
There are some. But, you know, the funny thing is the, you know, pediatric neurologist, you know, when they diagnosed Jonathan and many other parents I've spoken to over the years, you know, they all said that, you know, they would never show affection. And that was so funny because our kids show so much affection.
Yeah.
It's like almost the other extreme. So
yeah, I have the other extreme with
it's
Michael.
It's kind of strange to me, you know, because, you know, when you're expected, okay, he's not going to know how to love or to hug, you know, but you know he does, and you can feel it, the energy, you know, just you know it's there.
Oh, yeah, and it's funny because, and again, this is an awareness, too, that we were happy to see, but I remember his grandfather came in, and my daughter was hugging her grandfather, and Michael got so upset because he was so used to being the only child that my grandfather, that grandpa hugged. And he came up to my father and started, like, you know, wanting that attention. And my father was so happy to see that that was, like, a normal reaction, you know, that he wanted to be included, too. So they're very aware of what goes around them, you know, what's happening. And it actually, to me, in my, you know, every case is different. I think in the last, like I said, last year or two, I mean, even this past year alone, I mean, just I feel like his understanding is coming in so much more than I ever thought it would. So he really does understand a lot, and there was a point where he really didn't understand almost anything. I mean, it was almost like he was a deaf child when he was little. Like, he really didn't understand what I was saying. And he's come so far in that regard. So it gives us, that should give people hope too, you know, because once the understanding is there, then hopefully, you know, the language, you know, eventually, you never know, it could come out.
So. Right, right. No, absolutely. You just never know. I mean, you know, we're hearing so many stories today. And one of the parents shared a story about Joy, mm-hmm. and the day was that her 15-year-old son started to speak.
Oh, nice!
And you know, I could just imagine, like, that's just like an incredible feeling. I can only imagine, like, for the first time, you know, your child starts to say words and put words together. So, you know, it just goes to show you too, Lynn, that you never put limits on anything, and you never say never. And always keep hope alive. I mean, that's what we do here at Hope Saves the Day. And you know, we want to share those stories. You know, we hear these stories. We want people to know that anything is possible. You know, you just never know. I mean, we've had kids 17, 18 start to speak for the first time.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, so there's never like a limit. Like people say, well, you know, he's like, you know, I could easily say, you know, Jonathan's 13. Well, you know what? He's not going to speak. That's
right.
It. It's over. You know, there's no hope. Well, you know what? I don't believe that, or I refuse to believe that. And I know he's going to have a breakthrough. One day, he's going to have a breakthrough. We just don't know when. It's on his own time.
Yeah, I think, and also I think I remember them telling us when they were explaining the diagnosis to us when he was young, it is a developmental delay, autism. So you don't know, because it really, if you think about it, it's just a delay of the brain. So it can happen at any time, and you never, I always remember my father saying this to me, and I've repeated it several times on the show, you just never, on any child, you never give up on a child. I mean, a child is constantly developing. And if our child develops in their, like, late teens to early, you know, 20s or whatever it is, later than other kids, that's because they're delayed.
Right, right. No, it's true.
Developing. You know,
and the thing is that Jonathan had words, so I know the ability was there at one time.
Right, right.
So, you know, some kids are different. I mean, some kids have never said words, ever.
Right.
So it all depends, I think, too. You know, I mean, doctors used to say there were certain levels where the brain develops and that part of the brain will never develop. And, you know, they'll never be able to speak and say words. I mean, that was one of the theories. But then I've heard kids, same thing, never spoke and then...
Yeah.
8, 9 years old, they'd start to speak.
Right.
And they never said words when they were 3 or 2, you know, like neurotypical children. You know, they say things like mommy, daddy, and stuff like that. And their kids never say any of that. And then all of a sudden at 9 or 10, they're starting to say words.
Yeah, so you really don't know.
You just don't know. And that's
the
bottom line is never give up that hope. And I know sometimes it can be hard for us as parents because, you know, we want those results, and, you know, we get down on ourselves, and we figure it's not going to get any better, but it does get better. I mean, I look at my son, and he's improved tremendously over the past few years.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And your son, too. It's amazing.
Oh, amazing. Oh, my God. And then it's like, and, you know, I remember the days that the downs are really down. And even now, I mean, there's still times the downs are really down, but the highs are really high. You know, that's the thing. You get that little bit of hope. Like I told him yesterday or a couple of days ago, he's going to see his teacher, right? And he never says, he doesn't really talk. I mean, he has maybe 3 words, 4 words. And he goes, yeah, because he was excited. He wanted to show me that he knew he was going to see his teacher. And he was all happy. And I was like, that made me so, like a typical kid saying that to you would be like, oh, no big deal, you know. But our kid saying one word like that so enthusiastically puts you like in the mood, greatest mood for the rest of the day.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it.
So it's all perspective, and it's all you have to remember. It's like, you know, it's a whirlwind cycle, but you just got to hold on for the ride.
Yeah.
Hold on for the ride, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we have a couple more I wanted to read.
Okay, sure.
This was on social media. His name is Adian. Loves Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. He loves swimming, jumping on his trampoline. Spinning on his tire swing, going for long walks on nature trails, and are some of his favorite activities. He is nonverbal, but he can tell you everything with his sparkling blue eyes, she says.
Aww.
And that's one of his many beautiful faces of autism that she just melts her heart, she says.
Oh, what a beautiful answer.
So that was very nice, and we thank you for that, writing that in. And then we have another kid, Lucas, and his name is very special because it was her grandfather's name. He loves things like eagles, butterflies, Beanie Babies, chocolate chip cookies, and most of all, his mommy. Loves his mommy. And he is the joy of her life, and he has an incredible memory, and he learns things, just about everything, for the first time he's actually taught. Wow. And he has one of the many beautiful faces as well of autism, mm-hmm. she says.
Wow.
So that was nice. And then there's one more here I'm going to share with you. Her daughter is Lisa. She is a very thoughtful and caring. She's 19 years old. She loves cooking shows, playing soccer, and just being included in everything. Mm. She never would say a bad word about anybody.
Right.
And she loves to do laundry. And she enjoys the laundry. And her mom watches her enjoy the laundry, folding it. That's her moment of enjoyment.
Wow. I wish she could call them at my house. But that's awesome. And I, you know, it's funny because Michael actually just started vacuuming and he loves to vacuum. And, you know, I don't know. I think sometimes they do need to feel a purpose or something really excites them that we never think. And look how the answers are so varied on the ones we got. So varied, because
yep.
our kids are so varied, just like the typical population. And I think that's also creating an awareness that we, you know, look at that. I mean, look at the answers we got. Just they're all over the place.
Yeah. You know? No, absolutely.
Everybody has different interests. Everybody has different things that motivate them and, you know, whatever. So.
So it's good stuff, and, you know, we appreciate everybody, obviously, for writing in, and it's great to have some different responses and, you know, just something to talk about. You know, sometimes, you know, you talk about all the therapies and everything you need to do, but sometimes you just sit back and just enjoy your child, I think, too.
Mm. And the summer's a good time to do that.
It is, absolutely, absolutely, for sure.
Right.
I mean, you know, you get to do a lot of different things, you know. I mean, usually they're in half-day school right now. You know, but they're home a lot more and you get to spend more time with them and it's great, you know?
Yeah, they're more relaxed too, I find, you know, sometimes with less, you know, less pressure on them in the summer, which is nice too. Or if you see family more or, you know, friends more, get out more. So yeah, it's nice.
No, definitely. So we want to thank everybody for writing in, you know, about that question. It was a lot of fun. And just, you know, brings up good memories. You know, it's the good stuff, talking about the good things
right.
that we love in our kids and some of the great things that they can do and their abilities. I also want to get at this out there, Lynn, one of our great programs, which is every other Friday. It's our Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts program. It's through Autism Radio. It's every other Friday at 6 o'clock at 1 Camry Drive in Hampton, New Jersey in Sussex County. Master Dave Fritz, who puts on this beautiful program, just does an amazing job with this program, and we really thank him for putting this on, and also all the volunteers that come every other Friday. The class is growing tremendously, and it's just going to keep getting better and better. It's a lot of fun. The kids really seem to enjoy it. They get their smiles on their faces. They get to break boards. They get to hit the pads, and they just have fun. And do all kinds of activities he does, obstacle courses, you name it. Every class is different. So it's a lot of fun for the kids. They have a good time. So I just want to mention that. Also, Monday nights at 6 o'clock, we have our ice hockey program, our Monarchs. Every Monday night up at Skylands Park. It's a great program. Anybody interested, it's up at 2765 State Highway Route 23 in Stockholm, New Jersey. It's Skylands Ice World. And we have openings, plenty of openings available for the kids. First lesson's free. And you can always come and try it to see if it's something you want to do. We're trying to keep the cost as low as possible. We do provide equipment, so you don't have to purchase the equipment. There is a minor fee, which we're trying to get that fee down, and that's just to allow for the ice time. But it's 1 hour every Monday from 6 to 7. So definitely come out and check it out, guys. It's a great program. So, you know, you can go to Autism Radio on the right-hand side, one of our partners. It's Monarchs. Click on that. It'll take you to their site, and you can get more information there. So that's a lot of fun. The kids have a great time. You should see some of the results that we're getting with these kids. Just amazing, like getting on skates and, you know, skating around. It's pretty awesome. So it's good stuff. But also want to get this out there, Lynn, officially today, actually. We partner with My ID Company, which has a medical bracelet that has all the necessary information in a very nice-looking bracelet, like your typical medical ID bracelet, which can be bulky and cumbersome. This has all the information on there and also more because it has a barcode that you can scan and get all your information. So if you have an ambulance or a police officer is able to scan it, get some information, and, you know, also alert the parents when they scan it, you're alerted too. So if your child's not with you and happens to be at school, you'll get an alert. So it's a great tool. We're actually offering those through Autism Radio. We'll have them up on the website shortly, and you'll be able to buy them for sale. And also, we're offering a discount, and also a percentage goes back to autismradio.org as well. So you're helping everybody. So everybody gets some support. We keep our mission here to help families and to run our programs that we have throughout New Jersey and just to keep going, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to that. Also coming up, Lynn, not too far off, is our second annual casino night. It's at the Bethwood at 38 Lackawanna Ave in Totowa, New Jersey, from 7 to 11 on Saturday, September the 24th. And we have tickets available. Tickets are now on sale. They're on our website. So be sure to go to autismradio.org and buy your tickets today. Don't wait till the last minute, guys, because there is a cap on these tickets. Actually sold 5 tables this week. So
wow.
Right there, that's 50 people right there, guys.
Right.
So we're capped at 300. So 50 people are taken away already. So definitely don't wait till the last minute. Get your tickets, or if you want to get a group, it's 10 tickets for a table. It's $750 to get a table. So it's a great way to connect with friends and families for a great cause. It's a great night out. You get a lot of money, a lot of value for your money, because we have a cocktail hour, we have an open bar, we have a buffet, and also you get a ton of casino tickets to, you know, chips to be able to play the games, and starts you off also possibly winning some awesome, amazing prizes that we have for you guys, too. And we're going to have some special guests there. We'll be making the announcement probably within a week or two. I'll have a confirmation on who's going to be there. But I could just tell you, it's going to be a pretty cool celebrity, guys. I can tell you that. And then there's also going to be some other people there, pretty cool people. We have Matt Cure, who is Keanu Reeves' stunt double. He's going to be there with his girlfriend, who's also an actress. And, you know, he's basically almost like a Keanu lookalike. So it's pretty cool. He's going to be there for photo ops. You get to meet and greet him. He's a great guy, big supporter of Autism Radio. So we're really happy about that. But also I want to announce that for the first time, this is huge news, coming up at the Sussex County Fair, Toyota World is going to be doing a huge fundraiser for Autism Radio. So our new partner is Toyota World, which is all over the country. This is national. So this is a huge opportunity for Autism Radio to get out there more in the community and be able to do more. They're going to have a huge raffle at their booth. I don't know, have the details yet on their booth, but it's going to be at the Sussex County Fair. And they're going to have a car jump, and they're going to have a raffle for a car, and they're going to have all these prizes that they're going to raffle off. And all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, go to Autism Radio. So this is a great thing. Want to really thank Calvin Damon, who's the president over at Toyota World, who's on board with Autism Radio. It's just another huge step for us to have a great sponsor like Toyota. And I happen to own a Toyota, so I love their cars. So I'm a big fan. So I'm really proud of it and happy to announce that live on the air today with you guys that, you know, they're going to be at the Sussex County Fair. So definitely if you guys go up there, check it out and stop by Toyota World's booth. They're going to have a really cool booth. They're going to have cars out there to raffle off. So definitely come and check it out. And you might see one of us, too, because I know I'm going to be in and out of the fair, stopping by the booth, checking things out, you know, So you might catch me there or one of our other board members or associates for Autism Radio. So we're going to have tons of information out there. Also want to shout out there. We still have the snap laces for sale, Lynn. If you go to put our code HOPE20, you'll get the discount on the snap laces. So if your child cannot tie their shoes, this is a great alternative to the Velcro sneakers or Velcro shoes. It's a great product, well made. I've been wearing on my shoes now for 6 months and hasn't even showed a sign of wear. So it's a great product, and they look great. And I tell you what, I'll never go back to laces again. I'll tell you that right now. Absolutely love them. But we have our Hope laces, our signature Hope laces, come in red, black, and white. So we have three colors available, and also you can go to Snap Laces website. They also have other colors available. So if it's something else you want, they have it. And remember to use that code HOPE20. Which will give you the discount, and also 20% of the proceeds will go to back to Autism Radio. So you're helping our programs, and you're helping a child that's in need. So it's just a win-win for everyone. So real cool stuff. Been a real busy year. Lots of stuff going on. Real quick, Hope Man is being worked on. Hopefully it'll be done within the next month. And we'll be editing the video together with the narrative to the pictures, which is done by the tremendous artistry of Brian G. Brown, who created the Hope Man comic book. He's going to be creating the storybook pages for our narrative. So that's going to be out there, and you'll get to hear the true story of Hope Man. So it's going to be a great story, guys. It's about 17, 18 minutes long, and we're really excited to get it out there. And supposed to WNET, Channel 13, is supposed to pick it up and broadcast it. So we're really, really excited to get that all out to you guys, and we're excited. So we'd like to wish everybody a great week, Lynn, for tuning in to another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Wish everybody, as always, a great week again. And remember, until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand. What is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel. A tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Each day, let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. I want to show you what I see, what kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love, I can do anything. With your love, I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Each day, let this song be lifted.